10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out won't hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gonna take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say you gonna need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
What's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jury. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here.
Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Thank you.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the blue walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah, hey, hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're bound. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round the afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, that'll ride around too. That'll really, that'll put me in the mood. Cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she gon' fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dupe. I'm a dude always on the up and up. She go tell her friends that the goat has been hitting the rut. Had to sneak away for a sec while the chunk of bump. I'm in that fun, yeah, so I stay lit. I don't need a cheat to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind out to the piff. Like nah, no smoke. I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope. But she can keep me cool, calm, that's dope.
And I said, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking and my back's against the wall, I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable. I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable.
For all the times I gave up midway,
all of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus I'm still hungry, need 10 plates. So relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track.
Okay.
His story lines up with his glory, all facts.
All
and
facts.
I'm just knowing so thankful for that.
Thank
when
you.
I realized where he took me from, I cry. Cause I remember how I felt when I ain't had none.
Had
finally
none.
See a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson. Gotta learn to love no matter.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ay. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ay. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating.
Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, the Frisco Rough Riders have officially won a series since the first time in the middle of April. The Rough Riders claimed victory yesterday with an 8-7 win over the Amarillo Sod Poodles in walk-off fashion. with Evan Carter delivering the game-winning hit in the 10th inning. First extra-inning win, first walk-off win, just the second one-run win of the season, and the biggest comeback win easily for the Rough Riders yesterday. Alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. Welcome you into the final game of this six-game series between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. First pitch at 4:05 today as we close out the series. The Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms, hailing back to 2003, the first year of the franchise for the Rough Riders. It'll be the same pitching matchup that we saw on Tuesday, and repetition is no bad thing because it was a good pitching matchup on Tuesday as Tekoa Roby and Chad Patrick went head-to-head in a pitcher's duel of sorts in the opening game of this series. Patrick, albeit with elevated numbers coming into that game, 0-5 on the year, and with an ERA over 8, went on to have just one earned run off of him in five innings, five hits for Chad Patrick, while Tekoa Roby did even better through the first five innings. He carried a no-hitter into the sixth inning, into the seventh inning, and finally gave up a hit with one out in the seventh inning, and then gave up a home run right after that. He did give up two runs in the seventh and exited with two earned against him. Got a no decision because those two runs tied the game at 2-2. Dustin Harris broke the tie with his eighth inning home run, and so the Rough Riders did go on to win that game on Tuesday, and in fact won the first three games of the series before losing on Friday, winning yesterday in the walk-off. And now we'll try to close out the series here today with five wins in six games in this home series with Amarillo. We'll come back and recap yesterday's game, listen back to the walk-off call, and look forward more to today's game, give you the starting lineups as well as we go along on the pregame show. 4:05 first pitch, Tekoa Roby and Chad Patrick going at it to close out this final game of the Amarillo series from Frisco, Texas. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody, on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, this is Everett Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you are listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, a great day for baseball here on a Sunday afternoon. It is the final 4 o'clock game on a Sunday for the rest of the 2023 season. We move to 6:05 for the rest of the Sunday games from here on out. Throwback uniforms today on Sunday as the Rough Riders come in with four wins already on the season, on the series, because of last night. We'll go ahead and recap that action last night. And the Rough Riders, who got down 6-0 early in the ball game, Zach Davies, the Major League rehabber, on the mound for the Sod Poodles, was shutting down Frisco 6-0 until the Rough Riders really got things going in the sixth inning, loading the bases, already had one run in. And then Liam Hicks, who had just made his Double-A debut a week prior, came to the plate with one out in the sixth inning with Rough Riders down by five.
The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a drive. Deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam. It's a one-run game.
Liam Hicks's first Grand Slam of the year. Join the party that now includes six different Rough Riders with a Grand Slam, six by the team more than any in minor league baseball. Still, the Rough Riders were trailing at that part in the game. It was 6-5. The Rough Riders threatened again that inning but did not come back to tie the score. But they wasted little time the very next inning in the seventh. And once again, it was Liam Hicks. Chance for a two-out RBI. The pitch swung on line towards left center. It's down for a base hit. Thomas Ajayi around third. He scores without a throw. This ball game is tied, and the relay goes to the backstop, and both runners advance 90 feet further. We've got a new ball game in Frisco, thanks to Liam Hicks. 6-6 with six unanswered runs for the Rough Riders. And then the scoring slowed down. Nobody scored in the eighth or ninth inning, albeit with some drama. The Rough Riders had a pickle in between third and home. But it went to extra innings. The Sod Poodles scored a run in the top of the 10th. They led it 7-6. Frisco had to score at least one to tie, which they did. Luis Angel Acuna with the RBI single. And then he stole second and represented the go-ahead run in scoring position when Evan Carter stepped to the plate, bottom of the 10th inning.
Evan Carter with three consecutive multi-hit games for the second time this season. He's turned things around from a tough start to May. Could he cap this night with a walk-off? The 2-1. He swings, lines it to right field, in for a base hit. Acuna getting the wave around third. The throw, not in time. Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single. 8-7 Frisco. From down 6-0 to winning it in the 10th. Evan Carter wears the cape tonight, and the Rough Riders have their first walk-off win of the season. What a ball game.
Zach Bigley on the call as the Rough Riders win the series in walk-off fashion. Frisco is now 17-20 on the year. That drops Amarillo to 16-22 now on the season. The Rough Riders could get five wins in six games this week. First pitch at 4:05. We'll take a break and come back with starting lineups here pregame from Frisco, Texas. Stay with us on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, we are almost done with this series between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. The final game of this six-game set will begin in just about 5 minutes. Here's the starting lineups for both of these teams, beginning with Sean Roof's club. The Sod Poodles have the left fielder Cam Duzenac leading off. First time that Ryan Bliss has not been the leadoff hitter for Amarillo. He gets the day off today. So Cam Duzenac is at the top of the card for Amarillo. Batting second and the shortstop, Jordan Lawler, the number one prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. Hitting third, the first baseman, Caleb Roberts, hitting cleanup. And the first baseman, Davison De Los Santos, the youngest player in the Texas League. Hitting fifth, the catcher, Adrian Del Castillo. Batting sixth, and the second baseman, Tim Tawa. hitting seventh, and the DH today, Robbie Enriquez, hitting eighth, and the right fielder, Kevin Vicuña, and batting ninth, the center fielder, Nick D'Alessandro. Tekoa Roby on the hill for the Rough Riders. Chad Patrick is the starter for the Sod Poodles. Here is what Carlos Cardoza has written down in his lineup card. Leading off for the Frisco Rough Riders and DHing today, Aaron Zavala at the University of Oregon. Hot start to his 2023 campaign through his first three games. Hitting second and the shortstop, Luis Angel Acuna. Batting third and the second baseman, Thomas Sajacy. The cleanup hitter and center fielder is Kellen Straw. Batting fifth and handling left field is Dustin Harris, with two base hits yesterday, including an RBI single. Batting sixth and the first baseman, Nick Tanaloo. Lions tries to continue his torrid series with four home runs this week. Batting seventh and the right fielder today, Trevor Hover, hitting in the eight hole and catching. Good to see him back in the lineup. Scott Capers, who has not gotten an at-bat this series, but will start today as the backstop. And hitting ninth, the third baseman, is Jax Biggers. He plays his 300th professional baseball game today, and he'll play the hot corner for the Rough Riders against Zavala, Acuna, Sajacy, Straub, Harris, Tanaloo, Hover, Capers, and Biggers. That's the starters for the Frisco Rough Riders, looking for their 18th win of the year. They could draw within two games of 500. They tried to send Amarillo to seven games beneath 500, as Amarillo had a four-game losing streak. They did snap with a Friday victory, but the Rough Riders come back for a Saturday walk-off win last night and try to keep that roll going here on a Sunday afternoon from Frisco, Texas. So glad that you're joining us here for final game of the series before the Arkansas series on the road coming up this Tuesday. So Frisco tries to close out the two-week homestand in good fashion after going 0-5 against Wichita last week. They could end up having almost an even record despite getting swept last week. They could win 5 out of 6 here this week against Amarillo. First pitch on the other side of this break. Zach Bigley will have the call when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With a meet and greet during the game, a Cresos de Frisco wrestling mask giveaway, and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos Cresos!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Strom to third. He's steaming around. The relay, not in time.
Up to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Chris sees homers again.
Nick Tanaloo with his second homer of the inning.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hauber on opening day.
Ninth strikeout of the evening for Jack Leiter. How about a career high in punchouts through four innings?
Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the Riders win.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
It's the series finale between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles on this Sunday evening in Frisco, Texas. The Rough Riders looking to win 5 of 6 in this series today. Hi, everybody, and welcome high atop Riders Field. It's a beautiful day for baseball. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along. Tekoa Roby takes the mound for the Rough Riders, and he's set for his fourth start against Amarillo this season. The right-hander in the throwback uniforms today on this summer faces Cam Duziak. And the first pitch of the game. It's across in the inside corner with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And we are underway in Frisco, Texas. 4:08 with the game's first pitch. Happy Sunday, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Roby has his sign, and the right-hander curls back into his wind. The 0-1. Fouled back. And the count goes to 0-2 on Duziak. The left fielder, the 28-year-old, faces the 21-year-old on the mound, Tekoa Roby, one of just two 21-year-olds in the entire Texas League on the mound, joining Joey Estes of Midland. And he was brilliant his last time out. And time called, pitch clock violation on Roby. And it's now 1-2. Roby, 6'1", 185 pounds, the Hendersonville, North Carolina native, resides in Florida. Former third-round pick of the Rangers back in 2020. He's back into his windup, and the 1-2 pitch. Curveball low of the zone. It's 2-2. In his start on Tuesday, he took a no-hitter into the seventh inning, 6 1/3 innings, allowing just 2 runs on 2 hits. Struck out 8 to tie his season high, and walked just 1 batter. He rocks back into his wind, the 2-2. A fly ball down the right field line. Hauber giving chase, and he watches it go into the seats. And up into the bullpen. 2-2 still on Duziak. 0-3 in this series with a walk. Roby in his 3 starts head-to-head against Amarillo, 1-0 with a 3.60 earned run average. He peels in the 2-2. Check swing on a ball that was just fouled off. Just caught a piece of it. And still 2-2 to the leadoff hitter in the first inning. Sod Poodles put up 4 runs yesterday in the first inning and led 6-0 before the Rough Riders had their game of the year here at home. Coming from behind, erasing that 6-run deficit and winning 8-7 in 10 innings. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him in the dirt off the outside corner for strike 3. Capers collects. Fires down to first base to complete the strikeout. And there's one away in the first inning. Curveball low and away in the dirt. And Roby got him a half-hearted swing. Or his first strikeout of the day.
That brings Jordan Lawler, the shortstop, to the plate, the number 9 prospect in all of baseball, according to MLB.com, and the number 1 Diamondbacks prospect. Having a really tough series, just 0-for-10. He was hit by a pitch earlier in the series and missed a couple games, hit in the right hand. Roby winds back and fires home the first offering. Just a hair outside. Missed with a heater, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Overall this season, Roby 1-3 with a 6.11 earned run average. He's making his 8th start of the year. He peels back into his wind in the 1-0. Check swing, he went around. On a slider low of the zone. 1 ball and 1 strike. Roby has 39 strikeouts in 35 and a third innings to just 9 walks. He has had great command of the strike zone this year. As he rocks back once again in the 1-1 pitch. Swinging a line drive, foul left side off the facing of the Rough Riders bullpen down the left field line. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes on the shortstop, who hit that ball 106 miles an hour off the bat. It's been a tough start to the season for Lawler, hitting just 168. It's been an especially tough month of May. Roby peels back and offers in the 1-2. Got him swinging upstairs. 96-mile-an-hour fastball. And Tekoa Roby strikes out his 2nd. 2 up, 2 down on the strikeout. And Jordan Lawler is out number 2. In May, entering into the game, Lawler just hitting 106. 5-for-47. So he's out number 2, and Caleb Roberts stands in a scoreless top half of the first. Roby has his sign, peels back into his windup, and the right-hander's pitch. Down low and inside, 1 ball, no strikes. Roby wearing number 10 today in the throwback uniforms. The Rough Riders wearing their uniforms that they wore in their inaugural season back in 2003 before their rebrand in 2015. 1-0 toss. Roberts swings and misses out in front of a changeup, and it's 1-1. Let's go over the defense behind Roby today. It's Dustin Harris in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Trevor Hover in right field. Jax Biggers has 3rd, Luis Angel Acuna at short, Thomas Ajayi at 2nd, Nick Tanelu at 1st, and welcome back to Scott Capers behind the plate. The 1-1 is grounded softly up the first base line and foul. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Capers back for the first time since Tuesday. Took a foul ball off the top of his right hand. The 1-2. Misses high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He normally has that right hand off him to his side, but he had it between his legs, and the foul ball went right onto the top of his hand. There was no broken bones. He just had to sit out for a few games, let the bruise heal. The 2-2. Swinging a soft roller foul again right side. And it's still 2 balls, 2 strikes, and he's good to go. He was tough, though. He was kind of trying to argue to not be put on the temporary inactive list. He's like, I can play. They're being very careful with him. He's had such a wonderful start to the season offensively. Capers hitting .333 through his first 19 games. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside with a slider for strike 3. And Tekoa Roby strikes out the side in the first inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom half of the first coming up. Our score, Amarillo 0 and Frisco up to the bat next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers,
or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the first inning, no score. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. Zakoa Roby striking out the side in the top of the first inning. And now the Rough Riders face Chad Patrick. Right-hander winds and deals to Aaron Zavala. It's on the outside corner, a strike with a fastball. 0-1. Aaron Zavala playing in his fourth game with the Rough Riders. He's 4 for 12 with a home run. Walked twice yesterday. The 0-1. He swings, fouls it off El Castillo, the catcher. 0-2. He was held hitless for the first time this season in yesterday's game, but did walk twice, and that's what he's known for, getting on base at an incredibly high clip. Over 400 on base percentage in his minor league career. The 0-2. Down low and inside, missed with a slider. One ball and two strikes. For the third time this season, the Rough Riders face Chad Patrick, the 24-year-old, who winds back in the 1-2. Just inside, didn't miss by much on another slider. Two balls, two strikes. The Crown Point, Indiana native, former fourth-round pick by Arizona in 2021, has his sign once again and kicks home. Fouled back, just over the top of the netting into the seats left side. Still two balls, two strikes. It's been a tough season for him this year, 0-5 with a 7.30 ERA. He pitched well in the opening game of this series. 2-2. Down low and inside. Three balls and two strikes. Over five innings, he allowed just one run on a solo home run from Nick Tanelu. Seeded five hits and struck out six. 3-2. Outside for ball four. Aaron Zavala fell behind 0-2, came back to work the walk, and he's aboard to lead things off in the first inning. Luis Angel Acuña makes his way to the plate. Seventh in the league in batting average, hitting .316. 4-15 in this series. He had the game-tying base hit in the bottom of the 10th inning last night. Patrick from the stretch, he rocks home. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Patrick Fields throws under second for one. Tawa to first in time for the double play. Acuña grounds into his fifth double play this season. That's the most on the team. And there are two down. 1-4-3. And Thomas Ajayi makes his way to the plate. That's not an indictment on Acuña by any means. He's just played the most games and he's had the most opportunities to ground into double plays, and that just happens sometimes. Hit that one right back to the mound. First pitch, just pitch to Sajacy, is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1.
And if there's any question about his speed or anything, he's second in the league in the Texas League.
The pitch is off the outside corner. It's one ball and one strike.
In stolen bases. So clearly the speed isn't there. I think it's, in large part, he hits the ball so hard, when he hits it right at a guy, it turns into a twin killer.
The 1-1. Swinging a fly ball into shallow right center field. Tim Tawa, the second baseman, going back. Both feet on the grass, backpedaling. He makes the catch. And the side comes to a close for the Rough Riders in the first inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base for the Rough Riders. Patrick walks the first but faces the minimum thanks to a twin killing. We go to the top of the second. Nothing-nothing our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the top of the second inning, no score, Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. Alongside Josh Wharton, I'm Zach Bigley. What a start for Tekoa Roby. Three strikeouts. Struck out the side in the first. He faces Davison De Los Santos to begin things here in the second. Right-handed batter against right-handed pitcher. It's the 21-year-old on the mound and the 20-year-old at the plate. Roby back into his wind, and the right-hander offers in the first pitch to the Amarillo third baseman. He clips the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. What a wonderful moment in between innings as we go into the top of the second. Roby back into his wind, and the 0-1 pitch. Ground ball to the opposite way, right to the first baseman, Tanalu, who swallows it up, takes it to the pillow himself for the first down. One away in the second, no score. Adrian Del Castillo steps in. Jonathan Nazarko is the Rough Riders' strength and conditioning coach. He was with the club last year, and he was supposed to join the club at the beginning of this season. In January, he was diagnosed with cancer, and he went to Houston for treatment, and with the very wonderful support of his wife and his new son, Luca, he was able to beat cancer. The pitch. High off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes, and he just rejoined the team at the beginning of this homestand. And today being Cancer Awareness Night with Leukemia Texas, we were able to honor him. Roby back into his windup in the 1-0 pitch. High and inside, two balls, no strikes. He gave a little message in between innings to the fans about how important cancer research is, and big thank you for the support, and he is a wonderful guy, loved by everyone on this team. We're really happy to have him back with the Rough Riders. 2-2, or 2-0, I should say, is high and outside, 3-0, and it was awesome to kind of see that and talk to him this morning about kind of his battle and just how emotional he is to be back.
Yeah, he was so candid and willing to share. We love having him here and so glad that he's healthy.
3-0 pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 3-1.
I appreciated his thoughts on, you know, puts in perspective what life is about when you go through something like this and the things that don't matter very much anymore once you go through this and realize what it takes to just live for your family.
The pitch, cut on and missed, and a high fastball, and it's 1-2, or 3-2, I should say.
He said, you know, if you become a cancer survivor, does it really matter if your belt matches your shoes? Do you think I care about that anymore? I'm just glad to be with my family and my wife and be here. I love that.
The 3-2 pitch. Just outside, missed with the slider. It's a walk for the first base runner today for Amarillo. One out, one aboard in the second. 0-0 our score for Tim Tawa.
I appreciate that because I'm not even sure if my belt matches my shoes today. I haven't looked, so I don't even know.
What color shoes do you have on? I think they do. They're both brown-ish.
I'm going to look.
Yeah.
Okay, they do, actually.
I think you're good.
I didn't really try.
Mine don't.
Really?
I got the brown belt and the blue shoes.
You're right. That's okay. You know what? Jonathan is not going to judge you. Neither will I. Neither will I.
Roby ready from the stretch, and he delivers in the first pitch. Tawa a half swing, and he fouled it back into Capers' glove for strike one. It's just great to have him back, and it's going to be awesome to have him on the road trip as well coming up when we head to Arkansas next week. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and a breaking ball down in the dirt. Good pitch from Roby, and it's 0-2. One of my favorite things about Zark is he always has a lot of fun with what time the gym bus is on the road and always has to let everyone know that it's going to be earlier and earlier. You hear the groans throughout the bus.
Yeah.
Runner at first, one out. 0-2. Curveball bounces in the dirt away from Capers and allows Del Castillo to move up to second. And a wild pitch puts a runner in scoring position for the first time today for either side. Nothing-nothing our score. Top of the second inning. Game 6 of 6 in this series between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles. Rough Riders have a chance to take 5 of 6 in a series for the first time since August 2nd through 7th. That was actually versus these Amarillo Sod Poodles here at home. Quick timeout as Capers goes out and chats with the entire infield, except for Nick Tantaloo, the first baseman. He's talking strategy a little bit. Rough Riders took 5 of 6. They actually won the first 5 in that series against Amarillo and then dropped the Sunday game. Today, they go for 5 of 6 on Sunday. Everyone's back to their respective positions. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes on Tawa, who's just 1 for 12 in the series. In fact, the bottom 4 in the order for Amarillo, just 2 for 46 in the series. 1-2. Foul back. Still 1 ball, 2 strikes. That's an 0-43 batting average. And that will certainly not help your offensive output much. Rough Riders allowed 7 runs last night, but just 2 earned runs. Roby, the 1-2. Down low in the dirt off the outside corner, missing with the curveball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ricky Benasco allowed 4 unearned runs in his start in the first inning, and then Nick Krauth seeded a couple runs that were earned, 1 in the 3rd, 1 in the 5th. And Antoine Kelly allowed the designated runner to come in to score in the 10th inning. An unearned run as well. Roby peers back to second, the 2-2. Breaking ball, grounded to third. Backhanded stop, Biggers sets his feet. A bounce throw across the diamond in time. 2 outs. Good play from Jax Biggers, knowing he had plenty of time as he got rid of it quickly. And intentionally bounced it along the infield grass. An easy hop for Nick Tantaloo to handle at first base. Adrian Del Castillo remains at second. Here's Robbie Enriquez. 2 outs, no score, top of the second inning. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. 0 for 10 in this series. Roby stretches, peers to second. And throws back that way. Got him! Wow! Acuna coming from behind the runner. And he caught the ball and tagged him simultaneously. And Del Castillo picked off at second base. There's the final out of the second inning. Roby's faced the minimum through 2 innings of work. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Bottom half of the second inning coming up. No score on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nothing, nothing, our score to the bottom of the second inning on this Sunday baseball game. The Rough Riders at 17-20, Amarillo at 16-22. And Kellen Strom begins the second. First pitch. Hard ground ball through the left side for a base hit. Got out in front on a slider. Down low and inside. And Kellen Strom singles for the Rough Riders' first hit today. Pulling the ball through the left edge. Dustin Harris climbs to the plate. Kellen's fourth hit of this series. Rough Riders' offense has been good in this series, but a lot of the hits have been spread out throughout the order. First pitch. Harris watches inside, one ball, no strikes. The best offensive player in the series in terms of number of hits is Evan Carter, who had four yesterday. He has nine hits in the series, and he has the day off today. Pull side shift, the 1-0. Harris grounds it the opposite way through the vacated third base line, down the left field line. Strom to third, Harris into second with a double, and the Rough Riders with runners at second and third, and nobody out here in the second. It was a pull side shift, and Davison De Los Santos, the third baseman, was way off the line. Harris hit it on the ground the opposite way and just snuck it inside the bag for a double. Nick Tanelu makes his way to the plate. He homered off of Patrick on Tuesday. No score, bottom of the second inning. Rough Riders trying to change that. Tanelu has been the most productive player on the homer side of things this series with four of them in the first three games of the set. Patrick delivers. Tanelu swings, spoils it, foul in the air right side, and it's 0-1. We would say that Tanelu has a really good shot at winning Texas League Player of the Week. Robbie Tenorowicz has 12 hits in this series, or hit in his series, for Arkansas. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Swing and a miss, blew a fastball right by him, and it's 0-2. And he's hitting .545 with two homers and a nearly 1,400 OPS for Arkansas. So looks like he's going to win Texas League Player of the Week unless Tanelu has a monster game in the finale of this series. We'll see Tenorowicz and the Travelers next week on the road. Runners at second and third, nobody out. Patrick Reddings. The 0-2 pitch. Check swing and a high fastball. They appeal to the middle of the diamond, and Steven Rios Jr. said he was able to hold up. One ball, two strikes. Oh, I never gave you the umpires. Mickey Smith is at first base, or is behind home today. Steven Rios Jr. at first base. Kellen Martin, our third base umpire today. 1-2 offering to Tanelu. Low and away. Two balls, two strikes. Still nobody out. Seven RBIs in the series for Tanelu. Another big RBI opportunity for him. Patrick, a long hold, he rips it home. Swing and a miss, got him upstairs with a fastball. He strikes out Tanelu, and there's one away. His first strikeout of the day, and Trevor Hobber makes his way in. Patrick is making his third start head-to-head against the Rough Riders. His first one was one he'd like to forget. Frisco put up seven runs against him in the first inning. It was an eight-run first inning overall in Amarillo. Seven runs on five hits in just two-thirds of an inning against Patrick. He readies in the pitch. Hobber takes low and inside. One ball, no strikes. That was back on April 28th. Rough Riders ended up winning that game 12-6. He readies from the stretch. The 1-0 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball to center field. Alessandro back a couple steps. He's under it. He makes the catch. Strom tags from third, and he comes in to score. 1-0 Rough Riders. Sacrifice fly for Trevor Hobber to get our scoring underway. Two outs for Scott Capers. Harris remains at second. D'Alessandro has had a wonderful defensive series, but had no chance to throw out Kellen Strom on that deep fly ball. Here's Scott Capers. Great to see Scott back in the lineup. The pitch. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball low and away. 0-1. This is Capers' first at-bat since all the way back on May 11th. It's been 10 days. Took a foul tip off the top of his hand while he was catching on Tuesday and never gotten at bat. The 0-1. Way high all the way back to the backstop. Kicks back to Del Castillo, then past him and all the way back to the mound. That allows Harris to move up to third. A wild pitch, and it's one ball and one strike. What an offensive season for Scott Capers. Top five in the organization in OPS. 1,040 on-base plus slugging. Hitting .333 with four homers and 13 RBIs in just 19 games this year. 1-0 Rough Riders. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Capers calls time and steps out. Patrick looks in. Glove pinned to his left hip and now has his sign. He's ready from the stretch. He brings it in. Swing and a miss. Slowing away with a slider for strike three. He strikes out two, but the Rough Riders find the scoreboard here in the second inning. One run across on two hits. No errors and one runner left on base. Into the top of the third inning, Rough Riders leading 1-0. Josh Wharton on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hi, this is Ever Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you are listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, on to the third inning from Riders Field here in Frisco, Texas. Rough Riders jump in head 1-0, and TK Roby back to the hill facing the left-hand hitting Robbie Enriquez to begin the top of the third. Roby winds, and his first pitch of the inning is inside for a ball. Frisco plating a run on a sacrifice fly last half inning. A leadoff single and a double. Dustin Harris putting runners at second and third, nobody out to begin last inning. Here's the 1-0 to Enriquez. A check swing. He held back. At least I think he did on appeal. Yes, he held back. And 2-0. The Rough Riders would have liked to get more than one run out of that situation. Nobody out, two runners in scoring position. But they did get one, and that's enough to take the first lead of the game, 1-0. In the top of the third now. The next pitch is swung on and slashed to left field. Harris running over. He's able to slow into a jog and make the catch, putting away Robbie Enriquez, who's now 0-for-11 this series. He was the final out that TK Roby got on Tuesday, and a terrific start for the young right-hander out of the state of North Carolina. Roby was just 1-3 coming into that ballgame. The ERA over 7 on Tuesday against these Sod Bulls as Kevin Vicuña steps in. 1-0 Rough Riders in the third inning. Roby peers over his tan glove and now winds. First pitch, a half swing, and Vicuña just held back. And ball one. Tekoa Roby did not allow a hit until the seventh inning with one out in the seventh. An excellent start for TK. Here's the 1-0 pitch. A swing and a pop-up behind home plate. Capers takes a look at it, but it's out of play. And one ball, one strike, and Kevin Vicuña. Roby did give up two hits in that seventh inning. The latter was a home run, so he gave up two runs, and that tied the game, and then he was pulled. So he came into the game with one win and three losses and exited with a 1-3 record. But the Rough Riders did go on to win the game. Here's the 1-1. Vicuña, a foul tip on a fastball top shelf, and he falls behind 1-2 to T.K. Roby, who, again, has not yet allowed a hit today. Carrying a no-hitter into the seventh inning on Tuesday and now facing the Sod Poodles again this week. No hits yet, but just in the third inning. Here's the 1-2. Off-speed just at the top of the zone, high. 96, actually, on the fastball, I should say. And ball two to Kevin Vicuña. Vicuña did not start on Tuesday against T.K. Roby, but came in early, replacing an injured Jordan Lawler. Two balls, two strikes to Vicuña. He takes high again and a full count. Vicuña replaced Lawler middle infield. He's starting in right field today. He's 0-11 this series. Lawler is back in the lineup and healthy. Three balls, two strikes. The payoff from T.K. Roby is swung on and a high fly ball to shallow center field. Kellen Strom drifts under, winds his way towards right center and makes the play. And there's two outs in the third inning. A pair of flyouts. And now Nick D'Alessandro, the batter. It's Enriquez, Vicuña, D'Alessandro, the scheduled hitters, 7-8-9. The first two retired. Those three hitters this series have now gone 1-36. Rough Riders pitchers have put a number on most of the Sod Poodles, and especially the bottom part of the order. D'Alessandro steps in, right-hand hitter, watches the first pitch, outside, and ball one. T.K. Roby's best start of the season was against Amarillo, and you might think that was Tuesday, and maybe it was. It's a bit subjective to decide which one was best, quote-unquote. Here's the 1-0 pitch to D'Alessandro. He swings, and a fly ball to center field. Strom backs up softly a couple steps behind, makes the catch on a slow jog, and puts it away. And T.K. Roby, who had a great start against Amarillo back on April 27th, a great one against Amarillo on Tuesday, and this one shaping up to be pretty good so far. Three shutout and hitless innings for the right-hander. We head to the bottom of the third, 1-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco leads this contest by a score of 1-0 over the visiting Amarillo Sod Poodles, closing out the series here on a Sunday afternoon. And Jax Biggers to the plate to lead off against Chad Patrick. One run in for Frisco last inning, and now leading 1-0 over the Sod Poodles. It'll be Biggers, Zavala, and Acuña, the scheduled hitters for Frisco, here in the home half of the third. Patrick winds the first pitch from the righty, is outside on the fastball, ball one to Biggers, who's playing his 300th professional game ever since getting drafted out of Arkansas in 2018. The 1-0 to Biggers is, again, outside. And he gets ahead 2-0 as moved up through the Rangers organization, has actually appeared in a few AAA games, made his Frisco debut back in 2021. Here's the 2-0. Biggers takes it down the middle for his strike. Former Brooks Wallace Award semifinalist, that's the award given to the best shortstop in college baseball. He is one of the best players in the SEC and in the country. 2-1 pitch is on the inside corner to even the count. And so ever since joining the Rangers organization in 2018, moving up through the ranks and been a fan favorite here in Frisco, 300 games as of today. The 2-2, he takes it on the outside edge, called strike three, dotted up in the very low outside corner. Great pitch by Chad Patrick, who now has three strikeouts on the afternoon. Brings up Aaron Zavala, top of the order for the Rough Riders, 1-0 Frisco. Good day for the Rangers organization. The big league club winning today, defeating Colorado, sweeping three wins in a row, and are now 12 games over 500. First pitch to Zavala is at the top of the zone for a strike. The Rangers have not been 12 games over 500 this year until today. Hasn't happened for a long time. The 0-1, Zavala takes it down and in, ball one. Hasn't been since 2016. The Texas Rangers boasting 12 games over 500 as their record. But that is the case now. The 1-1, Zavala watches down and in. He's taken all three pitches. He's ahead 2-1.
You can make the argument the Rangers have been the surprise in Major League Baseball this year.
Sure.
And it's been awesome to see.
The 2-1, Zavala swings and fouls it down the left field side, slicing to the Frisco bullpen. It's surprising and expected at the same time because most fans anticipated an improvement with all the additions, but maybe not this much or this early, that sort of thing, and they've been great.
Or in this way.
Yeah. The 2-2 is inside ball three without DeGrom, for one, who hasn't been around for a while.
Dane Dunning's been amazing, filling in for him in his starter's role, and the starting staff as a whole has just been fantastic. And Ezekiel Duran has been incredible, filling in for the injured Seager.
The payoff, Zavala fouls it on the third base side. It'll get into the stands. Deuce, the mascot, puts his hands over his head. It landed about three rows in front of him. And popcorn spills as a fan lunges for the souvenir and hands it off to a kid. Three balls, two strikes to the left-hand hitting Zavala. Here's the pitch. He swings at an off-speed and fouls it almost to the exact same spot. And a kid nearby grabs a souvenir of his own.
Josh Young hitting his ninth home run this season. He's a Rookie of the Year candidate.
Corey Seager had a home run as well. Here's the payoff again. It's outside. Zavala has drawn two walks today. Both on 3-2 pitches. And now with one out, Luis Angel Acuña is the batter. Speaking of big league storylines, Bryce Miller, who was with the Arkansas Travelers with that team, was here at Riders Field a couple weeks ago, got called up to the big leagues with the Mariners after that series. First pitch to Luis Angel Acuña from Chad Patrick with one out. He is taken high for a ball. So Miller pitched against the Rough Riders and got hit around pretty good. It was one of his worst starts of his career. Six earned runs, didn't even finish the fifth inning, and nine hits. Gave up doubles to Luis Angel Acuña back-to-back innings. That game here. The 1-0 to Acuña is on the outer half for a strike. He gets called up to the big leagues and proceeds to give up just one earned run in his first three starts. Then he faced Luis Angel Acuña's older brother. So he faced Luis Angel at the AA level. And then Ronald Acuña led off against the Mariners a couple days ago when Bryce Miller got the start. Throw over to first, and Zavala is back. Runner at first, one out for the Rough Riders. Bottom of the third, 1-0 Frisco. Acuña got a base hit off of Bryce Miller, who had a decent start. Three earned runs in six and a third innings against the Braves. And facing both Acuña brothers, here's the 1-1 to Luis Angel. It's low for a ball. And who knows, Luis Angel might be at the big league level at some point before very long. And it'll be more common for pitchers to be able to say, I faced both of them in one season. But Bryce Miller, somewhat of a rarity at this point. Here's the 2-1 pitch, a swinging ground ball foul that skips next to home plate. Younger of the two brothers, actually another brother is also a professional baseball player, Brian Acuña, in the Twins organization, just signed last year. Bryce Miller has not faced him, to my knowledge. One day, maybe. Here's the 2-2 to Luis Angel. He checked his swing. It was high on a 95-mile-an-hour heater from Chad Patrick. Three balls, two strikes.
One out and one on for the Rough Riders. Acuna at the plate. For the payoff pitch upcoming from Patrick. He swings a ground ball chopper to short. Fielded by Jordan Lawler. He sidearms to second. The turn on to first is not in time. And a fielder's choice as Luis Angel Acuna avoids his sixth double play of the year. He keeps on hitting hard ground balls, puts the ball in play. He doesn't strike out. He is in the starting lineup almost every day. He's weirdly a lot of double plays and almost had one again there, but he beats it out at first base. Two outs, and Thomas Ajayi the batter. So JC popped out to second base in his first at-bat. Right-hand hitter ready to go with two outs in the third inning. The pitch is low and away for a ball. So JC, who's 7 for 20 now in the series with a home run, scored a couple times yesterday going 1 for 4 and what turned out to be a walk-off win for the Rough Riders. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Thomas takes on the inside half for a strike. Acuna taking a decent-sized lead from first base. He's not been caught stealing all year long. Here's the 1-1 pitch. So JC slices it foul off the netting over the first base dugout where the Sod Poodles situate themselves.
Just to give you a little more context as well, you talked about the ground into double plays. He has grounded into 5 double plays in 32 opportunities to ground into a double play this year. So the numbers aren't bad.
Yeah.
Just a lot of opportunities.
1-2 is outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And you just look at the production he's done otherwise, it's clear he's the double play is just a rare blemish, if you can even call it that. But he's tied for first in the team in extra base hits, second in the league in hits in general. He was first place in extra base hits coming in, but Dustin Harris doubled, and now each of them boast 15 extra base hits on the season. Thomas Ajayi at the plate, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 1-0 lead for the Rough Riders in the third inning. A throw back over to first, and Acuna returns in time. Kellen Strom on deck, who had the first hit of the day last inning and is the only Rough Riders player to score today. A 2-2 offering from Chad Patrick with Acuna running. A check swing in the dirt. No throw to second, and if Sajacy went around, the inning's over. So Acuna will not get credit for his 18th stolen base. Would have tied the league lead, but the inning comes to a close as Sajacy couldn't check his swing. And 2 more strikeouts for Chad Patrick this inning. He's allowed just 1 run through 3 innings. But TK Roby has done him one better. No runs allowed through 3 innings for the young right-hander. We head to the fourth. 1-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Tekoa Roby has gone through the Amarillo Sod Poodles lineup one time so far and has faced just the minimum 3 innings, just a walk and a double play
or a pickoff, I should say, so far today. 1-0 Frisco. The first pitch of the fourth inning is inside to Cam Duzenac. And ball one. Through three innings, no runs, no hits, no errors for the Sod Poodles. And for Frisco, one run on two hits and no errors. Tekoa Roby walked Adrian Del Castillo in the second inning, picked him off later in the frame. And so nothing else doing off of him. Here's the 1-0. Duzenac takes a breaking ball high and in. Two balls and no strikes to the leadoff man, who struck out in the first inning when Roby struck out the side in order to open up this ball game, and said, yeah, Tuesday wasn't a fluke. Here's the 2-0 pitch. It's on the outer half for a strike. Tuesday had the no-hitter into the seventh inning and arguably wasn't even his best start of the year. He had that other start against Amarillo with the fewest runs allowed in any of his starts this season. Two balls, one strike to the leadoff man. The pitch is high and tight. Ball three and a fastball. At Amarillo, April 27th, he allowed just one earned run in five innings. That is, to date, his only win. He got credit for the victory that day at Hodgetown. Here's a 3-1 offering from Roby. It's inside, actually hit him on the shoulder. Would have been ball four anyways. Duzenac takes it, barely flinches, and walks up the first baseline, staring towards his own dugout.
Carried the bat halfway down the line, too.
Yeah. 95 miles an hour that ran up and in on the left shoulder of Cam Duzenac. And he's aboard to begin the fourth inning. Jordan Lawler, the batter, representing the go-ahead run. With nobody out in the fourth, outfield playing very deep to Jordan Lawler. Flew out in the first inning yesterday up to the wall in left field. And also had a sac fly in the 10th inning to put the Sod Poodles ahead. A lead that did not last. The first pitch to Jordan Lawler from Tekoa Roby here in the fourth inning. Is swung on and hit to right field, not deep. Hover coming in. He leaps out and makes the catch. Sliding in towards the foul line and pulls it in for out number one. Trevor Hover going for it. Running out and reaching to his left and pulls it in for the first out.
That's a great play. Fully extended. Good jump off the bat. And sometimes it's nice to be right-handed, reaching out there to the four-handed side. If he's on the other side, I don't know if he gets to that baseball.
He was playing deep on that play as well. He had a long way to go. Now Caleb Roberts, the batter, 1-0 Frisco in the fourth. The first pitch is fouled back. One out and a runner on for the Sod Poodles. And their three-hole hitter, Roberts, at the plate, who has the top batting average in this lineup for Amarillo. They have the league leader in batting average on their team, but Ryan Bliss and his .378 average getting the day off today. So Caleb Roberts with a .280 average as the best of the starting nine today. Here's the 0-1 to the left-hander, actually a throw over to first. And the runner Duzenac back in time. This series actually boasts the top three hitters in the league in terms of base hits this season. Bliss is not playing today, but Luis Angel Acuna and Thomas Ajayi are second and third in the Texas League. Both for the Rough Riders. The 0-1 pitch from Roby is taken in the dirt. Capers blocks it. And ball one to Caleb Roberts. Davison De Los Santos is on deck for Amarillo. 1-0 Frisco. The April 27th game that Tekoa Roby started in Amarillo, which it's either that's his best start or Tuesday is his best start. You can make the argument for either. Gave up fewer runs in the one on the road, but having a no-hitter into the seventh inning, here's the 1-1, it's outside. No-hitter into the seventh, even if you give up two runs in the seventh, still hard to pick against that one. Either way, his best start this season has been against Amarillo. The one on the road, he gave up a home run to the very first batter he faced. And that was the only run he allowed. A 2-1 pitch from Roby. Breaking ball high and away. And it's 3-1 on the changeup, in fact. Gave up a home run to Ryan Bliss. That was the only run Amarillo got in the whole game. And then that happened again this series when Ryan Bliss homered off Ryan Garcia and Frisco won. 3-1 pitch is a check swing. It was in the zone for strike two. When Ryan Garcia started on Thursday, Ryan Bliss homered, leading off top of the first inning, and Frisco went on to win 7-1. It's happened twice where Frisco gives up a home run to Ryan Bliss. First inning leadoff. And that's it. Shut down the door from that point on. TK Roby was the first guy to make a bad very beginning of the start and settle things down very quickly. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Here's the pitch, a ground ball first base side. Tanalu snares it, but it's a foul ball. Great effort by the first baseman to snag it in front of the bag. Belly flopped over the chalk and stepped on first base for good measure, but a foul ball. With the runner going to second, Duzenak will have to walk back to first base. One out, three balls, two strikes. And a runner at first for the Sod Poodles trying to get on the scoreboard for the first time. They trail 1-0 in the top half of the fourth. Infield shifted a bit to the right. Roby set for the payoff pitch. Here she comes. Runner goes again. A fly ball to center field. Playable for Kellen Strom. He barely has to move. Makes the catch above his ball cap. And Duzenak trots back to first base. He was stealing on the play and has to chop his feet. Run back to first base. And now there's two outs. Davis and De Los Santos, the hitter, grounded out in his first at-bat. Frisco coming back from a 6-0 deficit yesterday. Healthy to see that Rough Riders team not give up, down 6-0 fairly early. Here's the first pitch to De Los Santos, a towering pop fly into shallow left field. Luis Angel Acuna, the shortstop, is underneath it, pauses, waits for the major league fly ball, and he puts it away. And that's the inning. No hits again for T.K. Roby. He has not allowed a hit through four innings today, just a leadoff hit by a pitch, but he strands him at first base. We're halfway through the fourth inning. It's 1-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, Dustin Harris is scheduled to hit here in this inning. He'll follow Kellen Strom in the home half of the fourth inning. 1-0 Frisco in the series finale from Riders Field. Frisco looking to win 5 of 6 today. Kellen Strom digs in. Chad Patrick, the starting pitcher, remains in. The right-hander from the wind. Pride of Purdue Northwest University. First pitch is fly to right field, slicing foul, and does cross in front of the foul pole. Pretty well hit, bounces off the concourse, and traveled 340 feet. It is 335 down the lines here at Riders Field. 364 to the alleys, 409 to dead center. The 0-1 to Strom is outside on the slider, and it's 1-1 to Kellen, who singled and scored in the second inning. That is the only run that either team has scored today. The 1-1 pitch from Chad Patrick, a slider that's fouled back. One ball, two strikes to Kellen Strom. Went 1-for-3 yesterday. He walked twice. Even though he got aboard three times, he did not score in any of those cases. He scored when he got on via a fielder's choice. And then again got aboard via a fielder's choice in the ninth inning. Didn't score. The 1-2 pitch is flied to right field, aiming for the seats. Caleb Roberts, the first baseman, running for it. And it lands about seven rows deep. Kellen Strom nearly scored twice after getting on via fielder's choices. He got in a pickle between third and home and was safe back at third on a suicide squeeze and did an excellent job running back and forth cutting, maneuvering, the former football player looking like he was weaving through traffic on the gridiron. Here's the 1-2 to Kellen Strom. He takes in the dirt, ball two. He was safe back at third to extend the inning. Frisco did not score that inning, but walked it off the next frame to win their first extra inning game here in 2023. The 2-2 pitch to Strom. It's outside, and ball three. Full count now to Kellen Strom. Calls for time. 1-0 Frisco here on a Sunday before a road trip. Just a 1 week jaunt over to Arkansas coming up. The 3-2 pitch. Strom swings. He hits it foul in on the small part of the bat and dribbles behind home plate over the netting and keeps it a 3-2 count to the former Spartan of San Jose State University. 3-2 pitch from Chad Patrick is swung on and missed. Kellen Strom finally goes down swinging. Just got a piece, but held on to by Del Castillo. And a foul tip into the glove for strike three. Chad Patrick has struck out five now. And Dustin Harris, the batter. Base is empty, one out. Frisco ahead, 1-0. Frisco, a good series so far, snapping a seven-game losing streak by winning on Tuesday. The first pitch, Harris takes a ball. It was a 3-2 win, the first one-run win of the season. First of two this week, Dustin Harris provided the game-winning home run in the eighth. The 1-0, Harris flies it to left, not too deep. Cam Duzenak running in, and the shortstop Lawler going out. It is Lawler who makes the play. And puts out Dustin Harris for the second put out of the inning. Nick Tanelu is next. 1-0 Frisco in the fourth. That seven-game losing streak that Frisco endured is still the longest losing streak for Frisco this season or for any Texas League team in 2023. And yet Frisco is now three games within 500. Tanelu swings at the first pitch, fouls it back. There have only been two teams this year who have been swept in a series. Not too often with a six-game series to lose every game. Frisco actually had a cancellation. They got swept in five games. 0-1, Tanelu hits it off the end of the bat, foul, behind home plate. And it's nothing and two to the first baseman. Got swept in five games to Wichita. Arkansas did sweep a six-game series with Northwest Arkansas. The same week Frisco is unable to win a game, but they're 4-1 this week. The 0-2, Tanelu swings, fouls it right back. It's the suite below us in the third level. So how much things can change 1 week after the other. Frisco, if they win today, will win as many games this week as they lost last week. The 0-2 to Nick Tanelu is swung on, fly to right field, hard hit but foul towards the Lazy River and the bullpen bar out in right field. Good number of fans out in the Lazy River today on a decently warm, not blazing hot Sunday, but a lot of inner tubes being used out there in the Lazy River for this final game of the homestand. The 0-2, a check swing. Did he go around? Yes, on a slider outside, and that's the inning. Chad Patrick has struck out two batters three innings in a row and goes 1-2-3 here in the fourth inning. He has not allowed a hit since the second inning. But the Rough Riders do lead it 1-0 through four innings. Back in the play-by-play when we return, Zach Bigley has the call in a 1-0 Rough Riders lead on the Riders Baseball Network. Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
America's Pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians. Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Adrian Del Castillo to start things off at the top of the fifth inning for Amarillo. Rough Riders leading 1-0. Tristan Polly takes over on the mound for Tekoa Roby. Rough Riders dip into their bullpen for the first time today. Tekoa Roby done after his four hitless innings with three strikeouts and one walk. That's by design when a pitcher starts for the second time in the week. In the Sunday start, they go a little bit less than they normally would on the pitch count. First pitch to Adrian Del Castillo just hovers outside, and it's one ball and no strikes from the reliever Tristan Polly, wearing number 15 today, normally wearing number 56. Different number because of the throwback uniforms. The 1-0. Just inside, two balls, no strikes. A great start from Tekoa Roby, four hitless innings. After his 6 1/3 hitless innings in the opener of this series before allowing his first base hit. 2-0. Ripped down the right field line. That's in there for a base hit. It's the first hit today for the Sod Poodles. Del Castillo content with a single. Hopper gets it back in quickly. The first hit today for Amarillo comes in the fifth. Tim Tawa steps in. Tristan Polly this year making his 12th appearance. A 5.40 ERA. 16 2/3 innings, he struck out 15 to 5 walks. Opponents hitting just 206 against him. Looks over at first and brings in the first pitch to Tawa. He shows bunt, pulls back, takes down low and inside. And it's one ball and no strikes on the fastball. Pauly making his second appearance in this series. He threw two shutout innings 3 days ago. He looks over towards first, the 1-0. At the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. He's placed or faced Amarillo plenty this year. Made three appearances against them on the road. This is his fifth appearance total. He readies and deals. Ground ball foul back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders leading 1-0 here at the top of the fifth inning. Overall, head-to-head against Amarillo in those four prior appearances, Tristan Polly, a 6.75 ERA. The 1-2. Ground ball down the third baseline and foul. Still one ball, two strikes on Tawa, who's just 1-for-13 in the series. Only three combined hits between these two teams. Chad Patrick hasn't allowed a base hit since the second inning for Amarillo. Polly readies and brings in the 1-2. And before that, a throw over to first. El Castillo back in. He's reached twice today. Rough Riders getting ready for their first road trip to the state of Arkansas this year. They've had three six-game road series. They've all been in the state of Texas this season. The 1-2. Down low and inside. Two balls, two strikes. They've been to Midland, to Amarillo, and to San Antonio. They'll be heading to North Little Rock, Arkansas. Coming up next week to face the Seattle Mariners-affiliated Arkansas Travelers. Boy, are they on a tear. Here's the stretch. Polly peers over towards first in the 2-2. Down low and inside, a check swing. He did not go around. We're full at three balls, two strikes. The Rough Riders faced Arkansas here at home earlier this season, and now they face them for the first time on the road. Robbie Tenorowicz continues to be one of the best hitters in the league. The pitch is outside for ball four, and the first two have reached against Polly in the fifth inning. Riders leading 1-0, but two aboard and nobody out for the Sod Poodles here in the fifth. Robbie Enriquez comes to the plate. And Scott Capers will go chat with Paulie, bring in the entire infield as well. Arkansas on top of the North. Texas League North at 25-14. Even though they lost earlier today. Rough Riders 3.5 games back entering today of the Midland Rockhounds. Midland won earlier today, so they are now 4 games back looking to keep pace. It's kind of crazy. We only have 29 games left in the first half. Almost finished with the first half of play. That'll end in the last full series in June. Paulie ready once again. He faces Robbie Enriquez. The first pitch bunted back to the hill. Paulie makes the catch in the air. And runners get back. So one away on Enriquez, who tried to lay down the sacrifice and bunted a line drive back to the pitcher. He's out number one. Kevin Vicuña steps in. That was a very similar play to when the Rough Riders were in Midland. And Jax Biggers bunted into a triple play with runners at first and second and nobody out in the ninth inning in a tie game. First pitch to Vicuña. Down low and inside, one ball, no strikes. But unfortunately for the Rough Riders, and luckily for Arkansas, they kept on the bases. Didn't venture too far off. Paulie ready from this track. The left-hander's pitch, cut on and missed. Rides a fastball inside on him, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders will have that series against Arkansas on the road. And they'll be back here at home for San Antonio for 6. Another 2-week road trip to Corpus Christi in northwest Arkansas at home against Springfield, and then that's the end of the first half. 1-1. Check swing on a pitch high and away, and he was able to hold up upon appeal. One ball and two strikes. So after this one, only 12 more home games remaining in the first half. The first half of the season for the Rough Riders is very road-based. You have 2 2-week road trips as part of this first half. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Another fastball in her half. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whereas the second half of the season is much more based at home. Paulie peers in. Looks back towards second, offers. Just low. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Double play depth up the middle for the Rough Riders, looking for a ground ball. Paulie rocks it home. Swinging a ground ball foul at the plate. It's still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Rough Riders leading 1-0, top of the fifth inning. Adrian Del Castillo began the frame with a single, and then Tim Tawa walked. Robbie Enriquez bunted a line drive back to Paulie, who made the catch. Now 3-2 on Vicuña. Paulie stretches, and the left-hander's pitch. Just low for ball 4, and the bases are loaded. A 1-out bags pack for Nick D'Alessandro. Just 1-for-14 in the series. And John Goble will go out and chat with Paulie, the Rough Riders pitching coach. Mark Church loosening in the bullpen down the left side. Excited to have Josh on his first road trip here with the Rough Riders coming up next week. It's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, looking forward to 6-game series in Arkansas. See the team travel and try to keep the good streak going. I mean, you mentioned that the triple play earlier when Biggers bunted. It's been fun to see how the Rough Riders have responded to the losing streak, because that game, they were about to take the lead, top of the ninth in Midland, final game of that, or second to last game of that series. Biggers bunted into the triple play. Midland went on to win that game. That was the first game of the 7-game losing streak.
Yep.
The longest losing streak of the year for any Texas League team. But Frisco's turned it around game by game. They've won 4 out of the 5 this series, and will go into the road trip on a fairly good note.
Back out of the mound visit. First pitch to D'Alessandro is sent high in the air to right field. Hover back a couple steps. This will get one run in. He makes the catch. Del Castillo tags. He moves home. Everybody tags, moves up 90 feet. And we're tied at one in the fifth inning. Sacrifice fly for D'Alessandro. Two outs, top of the order in Cam Dusniak. This should be a really big win for the Rough Riders to get 5-6 in this series after dropping the 5 last week against Wichita. For a multitude of reasons, but really on a micro level, Ryan Bliss is not playing today. He's been the best hitter in the Texas League. Pauly ready from the stretch, and he fires home to Dusniak. On the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Dusniak is in his stay at the top of the order. And it's not like Ryan Bliss is sitting at home on the sofa or anything. He's in the dugout, and he is available late in the game if needed. Here's the stretch, and the pitch is fouled back on the ground, and it's 0-2. He remains a strong stalwart in the dugout of this team and trying to figure out a way to push across some runs. It's been a struggle for them offensively in this series, and quite frankly, they've struggled outside of Hodgetown all season on the offensive side. Their bullpen has been much improved this year. 0-2. Swinging a chopper back to the hill. Pauly grabs it, sets his feet, throws onto first, and falls down as he throws, but he gets Dusniak at first for the final out of the fifth inning. Good play from Tristan Pauly. One run across, though, on one hit, no errors, and three. Make it two left on base. It's tied at one into the bottom of the fifth inning. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles in this series finale on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the fifth inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. The Rough Riders and Sod Poodles are even at one apiece. Chad Patrick winds back, deals to Trevor Hover, and it's just off the outside corner with a fastball at 93 miles an hour. One ball, no strikes. Game 6 of 6 in this series. Rough Riders looking to take 5 of 6. The 1-0. High off the outside corner. 2 balls and no strikes. Rough Riders on the offensive side tonight. Just 1 run on 2 hits. All that came back in the second. The 2-0. Hover watches on the upper edge outside corner for a strike. And it's now 2-1. And the Rough Riders got their first run thanks to this man at the plate, Trevor Hover, who had a sack fly in the second. The pitch. On the upper edge, outside corner again. Not a fastball this time, but a slider, and it's 2-2. Both runs today have come across on sacrifice flies. Patrick rocks back the 2-2. Swinging a line drive into right field. That's in for a base hit. And Trevor Hover content with a single. Kevin Vicuña got to it quickly and fired it back in from right field. Trevor Hover has his fourth hit of the series. couple productive plate appearances for him. A sack fly and now a single. And here's Scott Capers, who struck out swinging back in the second in his return off the temporary inactive list. Pull side shift on the infield for the right-handed batter. He squares to bunt the pitch. Bunted down the first baseline and a really good one. Roberts fields the first baseman and reverses field. Takes it to the first base bag himself. And Capers retired on the sacrifice bunt. Hover down to second base. One out for Jax Biggers. Tied at one. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. This is game number 15 head-to-head on the season between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles. Patrick ready from the stretch. And the offering home. Biggers swings, chops it on the ground, right side of the second baseman Tawa on two hops, fields chest high and throws him out at first. Two away. Auber moves over to third. And Aaron Zavala makes his way to the plate. Still knotted at one apiece. So nearly 40% of the Rough Riders games this season have been played against Amarillo. 15 of the 38 games. Patrick stretches, and he offers home. Across the inner edge, belt high for a strike with a fastball, 0-1. Zavala 0-0. He's walked twice in two plate appearances. Third time through the Rough Riders order. Starting here with Zavala. Patrick deals home. Just misses low of the zone. We're even at one ball and one strike. Rough Riders 8-6 head-to-head against Amarillo. 5-3 in this building. 3-3 on the road. It's become quite the rivalry between these two division opponents over the last 4 years. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball foul right side, and it's one ball and two strikes. Sod Poodles entered the Texas League in 2019. Turned the eight-team Texas League into a 10-team Texas League in 2021 when the Wichita Wind Surge joined and San Antonio came back from AAA as well. Here's the stretch and the 1-2 pitch to Zavala. It's down low and inside. Two balls, two strikes. Amarillo won the Texas League in 2019 when they were a Padres affiliate and then became affiliated with the Diamondbacks, where they are still affiliated with Arizona in 2021. 2-2 offering. Breaking ball hit in the air out to shallow left field. Lawler going back, and he's under it to make the catch for the final out in the fifth. Oh, no runs for the Rough Riders on a hit. No errors and a runner left stranded to the top of the sixth inning in Frisco on this gorgeous Sunday. We're tied at one on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
tied at one to the top of the sixth inning. Mark Church comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen to replace Tristan Polly, who threw an inning, allowing a run on one hit, walked two, and didn't strike out a batter. Mark Church takes over. He's third in the Texas League in strikeout rate, striking out 42% of the batters he's faced this year. Only Kyle Hurt and Emmett Sheehan, both of the Tulsa Drillers, have had a higher strikeout rate this season among Texas League pitchers. Jordan Lawler, the first man he faces, right-handed batter. Church back for the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fires it home on the slider, gets the cut through. 0-1. Well, Mark Church has just had such a wonderful start to the season. The 0-1. Off the outside corner, it misses, and it's one ball and one strike. Have to imagine, in the best way possible, he's not going to be around the Rough Riders for much longer. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball quivers across the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. He's had a couple outings where his command has been a little bit up and down, and that's led to some elevated run numbers against him. But overall, he's still just 22 years old. The 1-2. High and away. Two balls and two strikes. The Georgia native out of the suburbs of Atlanta has thrown 17 innings this year. He deals home and misses low and away. 3-2. 29 strikeouts to 8 walks. Opponents are hitting just 213 against him. He has a 3.71 ERA. The payoff pitch, high and away for ball four. He walks Lawler. Leadoff runner aboard in the sixth inning, and here's Caleb Roberts. He really had one bad outing against Wichita here at home, in which he allowed four runs and a couple homers, well, two-run homers. But outside of that outing, he has been fantastic. Here's the stretch and the pitch home to Roberts. He bunts it down the third base side and foul, 0-1. That's the crazy thing about being a reliever. He's only made 12 outings, and if you have one of those outings that doesn't really go your way when you throw this few of innings overall, it can really elevate your ERA and make it look like your numbers aren't that great. He readies, rocks in the 0-1. Just high of the zone, and count horizons at one ball and one strike. Church has certainly had a wonderful season. He peers in for his sign. Capers gives it to him. Infield up the middle at double play depth with nobody out. Tied at one in the sixth. The 1-1. Low of the zone. Missed with a slider, and it's two balls and one strike. Lawler is one you have to keep a close eye on. Stole 40 bases last year, 9 for 10 in steals this season. He grabs his lead tentatively from first base and draws a throw. He's back in easily. Robert struck out in the first and flew out to center in the fourth inning. 0 for 2 today. 4 for 15 in the series of the home run. 2-1. Line foul right side. Watch out. Goodness gracious. That was 102 off the bat into a crowd of fans in the stands down the right field line. Two balls, two strikes. I think it went over everybody. Thank goodness. Two balls, two strikes on Roberts. Back in from the left side. The right-hander stretches. He fires. Inside. Fastball misses at 96. 3-2. Church, as a right-handed thrower this year, has been nasty to left-handed batters, hitting just 150 against him. He fires in. Lawler takes off a fly ball foul left side. And it's still three balls, two strikes. Righties have hit 244 against him on the year. That slider has been really good down and in, especially to left-handed batters. His fastball works perfectly off that pitch. He gets a lot of swings and misses on the elevated heater. Roberts calls time. Church pins the ball back behind his back. He's ready from the stretch. The 3-2 runner takes off again. Swing and a miss. Throw it a second. Not in time. Lawler has his 10th steal in 11 attempts, but Mark Church picks up the strikeout of Caleb Roberts, and there's one away. A runner in scoring position against Churchy. And Davison De Los Santos makes his way to the plate. We've told Mark Church's story before on the broadcast, but it is an absolutely incredible story. He offers home. It's low and away. One ball, no strikes with the slider. He was a shortstop committed to a D2 university at North Atlanta High School. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch. A quick hold. He holds again. Holds more. The pitch. Ryan, ground ball through the right side, in for a base hit. Hover up with it. Lather around third. The throw to the plate is not in time. And it's 2-1. Amarillo out in front. RBI single for Davison De Los Santos the opposite way into right field. And it's 2-1. Sod Poodles leading. Adrian Del Castillo stands in. And time called. Mark Church, right before his senior year started, the pitch home. El Castillo swings and misses on a slider, 0-1. His friend Benamy couldn't hit 88 miles an hour off the mound. He got up on the mound and he hit 90. And from that day forward, he never played infield again. Throw goes over to first and it goes down the right field line. De Los Santos stands up and moves down to second base on the throwing error from Church. E1, runner at second base. He only threw about a dozen innings before getting drafted by the Rangers in the 18th round, I should say, as the pitch misses high, and it's one ball and one strike. And here he is as a 22-year-old in his second season in AA. Church ready from the stretch. And steps off. De Los Santos takes his lead from second, the 1-1. Dips low of the zone, two balls, one strike. He said when he came up to the Rough Riders last year, he'd never played in front of a crowd this big. He came up on a Friday, and it was a massive crowd. He said he was really nervous before he went into pitch. The 2-1. Check swing and a miss. It's 2-2. 98-mile-an-hour fastball up and in. And he's settled into this role quite nicely with the Rough Riders. And the crowds just keep getting bigger and bigger as you go up. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down low in the dirt for strike three with a breaking ball. Capers collects, throws down to first to complete the strikeout, and holds De Los Santos at second base. Two down and a couple strikeouts. Tintawa steps in. 2-1 Amarillo, top of the sixth inning. Tintawa 0-1 with a walk. First pitch. Outside, off of Caper's glove, just barely behind him, and he's able to collect. No movement from De Los Santos. Church is a top 30 member in the Rangers organization. You don't often see that from relief pitchers. He's currently listed as the 19th best prospect. The pitch on the outside corner for a strike with a slider. 1-1. And of course, a lot of Rangers fans are clamoring for some sort of relief help at the big league level. Mark Church seems to be one of those possible guys. The 1-1 is high and away, and it's two balls and one strike, though maybe still a year away. He has the profile to be a very good major league reliever for a long time. He readies in the 2-1. Just away. Didn't miss by much. Three balls and one strike to Tom with the second baseman, who's 0-1 with a walk. Outfield shallow. The pitch in. Misses away for ball four. It's the second walk of the inning for Mark Church. Runners at first and second with two down, and Robbie Enriquez steps in. Very uncharacteristic inning for Church. Enriquez 0-2, and John Goble exits the Rough Riders dugout. Frisco pitching coach will go chat with Church. Sorry to the second time he's had to come out in as many innings. It's a Rough Riders bullpen that has struggled overall on the season, but has been really good in this series. Frisco in the series has allowed just 3 earned runs out of their bullpen. 2 of them came yesterday from Krauth in his 4 innings of relief. On the series, the bullpen has a 1.17 ERA. 29 strikeouts in 23 innings. Rough Riders starters have been really good as well, thanks to the 4 runs that Vanasco allowed in his start yesterday being unearned. The pitch. Down low and inside to Enriquez, and it hit him on the foot. The bases are now loaded. So a single, a walk, and a hit by pitch have loaded the bases. 1 run in this top of the 6th inning, and Kevin Vicuña steps in. There are 2 outs on a couple strikeouts from Church. He's thrown 26 pitches in the inning. And Rough Riders will get action going in their bullpen. First pitch, cut on and missed off the outside corner. It's 0-1. Utrus Mannen will get loose. The offering is chopped, third base side. Biggers comes up, fields from third, fires to first, and gets him. And the damage is limited in the 6th. Amarillo does get 1, and they take the lead. A run on 1 hit, an error, and 3 left on base. Bottom half of the 6th inning coming up. It's the Sod Poodles 2 and the Rough Riders 1 on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders trailing 2-1 as we go to the bottom of the 6th inning. Luis Angel Acuña leads things off. Thomas and JC to follow, and then Colin Strom, 2, 3, and 4 in the Frisco order. Chad Patrick, the starter, back into his wind in the first pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Fastball right by him. There is action in the Amarillo bullpen, but Chad Patrick has been a completely different pitcher in the 2 starts in this series. The 0-1 off the outside corner, and it's 1-1 compared to the pitcher that we saw in late April in Amarillo, when he allowed 7 runs in the first inning. The pitch sizzles high and away, and it's 2-1. Andrew Salfrank is loosening in the bullpen for Amarillo. Right-hander winds in the pitch. Swinging a ground ball left side. De Los Santos has it. Fires onto first base, and it's in time to get Acuña. 1 down for Thomas Sejasi. 2-1, Amarillo leads it. Chad Patrick has thrown 5 innings and 5 1/3 innings so far here in this one, and it's 2 starts in this series, allowing a combined 2 runs. has been really good. Six strikeouts in that first start. Six more strikeouts today. First pitch to Sejacy. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. 0-1. Sejacy 0-2 with a pop-out and a strikeout. Seen a lot of pop-outs, and that's not unfamiliar against Patrick. The 0-1, low and outside. One ball and one strike. He throws up in the zone a lot with that fastball and gets a ton of pop-outs in the infield. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a high pop-up foul back behind home. One ball, two strikes. In fact, his nearly 52% infield fly ball rate is the highest amongst anyone in the Texas League who's thrown at least 20 innings this year. The 1-2. Outside corner, strike three called. Got him with a fastball at 95 miles an hour. Two down on his seventh strikeout. And Kellen Strom makes his way to the plate. 2-1 our score. Amarillo leads. Strom 1-for-2 with a single. 84 pitches for Patrick. The pitch. On the outside corner for a strike, Del Castillo dropped it. It was still called a strike with a slider at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1.
I'm a little surprised Patrick has gone this far. I mean, 85 pitches. Although he has pitched well and only allowed the one run.
0-1. Check swing roller foul back behind home, 0-2.
On the other hand, he threw 90 pitches against Frisco earlier this week. So, okay, he's gone that far. But the other surprising thing is he threw 90 pitches earlier this week. I mean, it was 5 days ago. It was his career high in pitches thrown. He looks like he's going to get back there and throw 90 again, perhaps.
He winds back in the 0-2. High and tight, 1-2. Amarillo on a five-man rotation just like the Rough Riders are, but treating that Sunday starter just a little bit differently, not on the low pitch count. The 1-2 is low and away on a slider. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. High and inside. Three balls, two strikes on Strom, who's known to work a count. He saw eight pitches before striking out in the fourth. Here comes the sixth pitch of this at-bat. He takes away. Ball four. Just outside with the slider. Kellen Strom draws the two-out walk, and that might do it for Chad Patrick. Dustin Harris coming to the plate. All eyes on Sean Roof in the Amarillo dugout. And here he comes. Chad Patrick done after 5 2/3 innings in his start. He was really good, allowing just one run on three hits to the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 2-1. Andrew Sulfrank comes out of the Amarillo bullpen when we return with two outs and a runner at first in the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With a meet and greet during the game, a Cresos de Frisco wrestling mask giveaway, and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos, Cresos!
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Bubba Thompson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah. Back in the bottom of the sixth inning, Rough Riders trailing the Sod Poodles 2-1. Dustin Harris due up against the new pitcher, Andrew Solfrank, following the pitching change. Chad Patrick done in his start, 5 2/3 innings. He's still responsible for Kellen Strom at first base. 7 strikeouts over his 5 2/3 innings. Harris doubled in the second. He's 1-for-2. Left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. First pitch, low and outside. Misses with a breaking ball, and it's 1-0. Tough at-bat for Dustin Harris. Solfrank, a 3.26 ERA this year, coming out of the bullpen. 25 years old, out of Indiana. The pitch. Ground ball foul at the plate. 1-1. Left-handers have really hit Solfrank well for whatever reason this year. Lefties are hitting .435 against him. Righties hitting .157. He has not allowed a homer to either right-handers or left-handers. 1-1 on Harris. Solfrank from the stretch, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball off the outer edge. That was the fastball, beg your pardon, and it's 1-2. Great crowd of 6,306 on hand for this Sunday game in Frisco. Finish off the series. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, tapped foul on the ground right side. It's still 1-2 on Harris. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles won't meet until the first series after the All-Star break will be in Amarillo, a 3-game set. Will be in the middle of July. Runner takes off the pitch, grounded to first, and fielded in foul territory by Caleb Roberts. Still 1-2. One hopper right to his chest. He fielded it standing up, and nobody made any motion to say fair or foul on the umpire side of things. And Roberts just had the baseball, was just standing there, and finally they made the call. One ball, 2 strikes still on Dustin. Slightly open stance left side. White batting gloves, two-tone bat. Solfrank brings in the 1-2. Swinging a ground ball foul again right side. Pass Kavika Emsley-Pye, the Rough Riders' first base coach. 4 straight foul balls from Harris. Tintawa, the second baseman, had to run and grab that in foul territory and tosses it into the seats. Rough Riders with 1 run on 3 hits and 1 error. Sod Poodles, 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors today. Solfrank offers. Swing and a miss, got him. Fastball, bottom of the zone. Harris strikes out, and the Rough Riders are done in the sixth inning. No runs for Frisco on no hits, no errors, and a runner left on base. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Rough Riders trailing the Sod Poodles 2-1. Josh Warden on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community. feet.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, we had Church on a Sunday, and now it's time for Alex Spees. After Mark Church pitches in the sixth, the right-hander out of McEachern High School in Powder Springs, Georgia, Alex Spees comes in on this Sunday afternoon affair in Frisco, Texas. 2-1 Amarillo in the seventh inning. Alex Spees enters for his 12th appearance out of the Frisco bullpen, an ERA of just 1.46 on the season. The first pitch to Nick D'Alessandro is taken high in a bunt attempt. D'Alessandro pulls back, stares down Alex Spees a little bit, walks out of the batter's box on a pitch way above the zone and inside. It's ball one from Alex Spees. He's given up just 8 hits this year. Second pitch in the dirt, low and away. Over 12 innings this year, and just 2 earned runs off of Spees. Facing the bottom of the order, D'Alessandro, the 9-hole hitter, who has a sac fly today. The 2-0 pitch outside almost swung, but it is 3-0. D'Alessandro, the game-tying RBI in the fifth, and Amarillo came back for another run in the sixth, and they lead it 2-1 on just 2 hits today. 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors, and the Rough Riders 1 run on 3 hits and 1 error. The 3-0 offering from Alex Spees is down the middle on a 93-mile-an-hour pitch. And strike one, and D'Alessandro. Really good start for Tekoa Roby today. 4 hitless innings. The 3-1 pitch is low and away. It's a 5-pitch walk to D'Alessandro and brings up the top of the order. Amarillo came back to tie this game, so Roby will get a no decision today. Not that he could have gotten the win anyways. 4 innings in the ballgame, so he's not eligible as the starting pitcher, but no hits. And he had a no-hitter on Tuesday into the seventh inning and also got a no decision. Allowed 2 runs to tie the game at 2-2, and so he does not get a win this week. Pitch inside from Spees. It's 1-0. So he has pitched almost 11 innings this week and only gave up a run in one of them. 2 runs in total. But no wins for TK Roby. Here's the 1-0. Duzenak swings and misses, and it's 1-1. Jordan Lawler is on deck for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. 2-1 lead for Amarillo. Nobody out in the top of the seventh. Runner at first. A throw over to first to get D'Alessandro back to the bag. Frisco getting the monkey off their back with a Saturday win yesterday. They were 0-6 on Saturdays this year and got down 6-0, but came back to win in walk-off fashion. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It swung on and missed. Good-looking pitch from Alex Spees beneath the zone that got Cam Duzenak to swing for it. Wasn't the only walk-off for Texas Rangers affiliates. Blaine Krim at the AAA level got the win for Round Rock, beating El Paso on a walk-off hit. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It is just below the knees. And ball two from Alex Spees. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Cam Duzenak. Runner at first and nobody out in the seventh inning. Outfield playing to the right a bit, to the right hand hitting Duzenak. The 2-2 pitch from the righty Spees will come after a pickoff move to first. Pretty good move. Tanalu slapped the tag on D'Alessandro and hopped away from first base looking back at the umpire. But Steven Rios Jr. says safe. Spees working from the first base side of the slab, comes set with his hands in front of his sternum. The pitch is low and away, gets behind Capers to the backstop. And D'Alessandro will advance to second. He was bluffing a steal on the play. Then after a couple hard steps, he stopped, saw the ball get to the backstop, and then restarted his momentum to second and is in scoring position with nobody out. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Amarillo trying to increase its one-run lead. Here comes Spies with a payoff pitch. It's chopped back up the middle. Spies fields off the mound, falls behind as he throws to first in time. Moving away from first base, it took him all the way into foul territory. As he almost fell backwards, he kept his feet but threw to first in time and puts away Cam Duzinak. And D'Alessandro stays at second on the play. It's a 1-3 putout. And now Jordan Lawler to the plate. One down, one on, 2-1 Amarillo. For what could be Jordan Lawler's last at-bat ever in this field. A kid who grew up in Carrollton, Texas, and went to high school in Dallas. Here's the first pitch to Jordan Lawler. It's outside for a ball. The runner going to third. D'Alessandro in on another wild pitch. That didn't get away too far from Capers, but enough to advance him. Lawler, who's the number one prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, so there's hope, especially early in the season, that he could advance to AAA or even the big leagues this year. And Amarillo does not play here in Frisco the rest of this season. Here's the 1-0. Lawler takes it low and away for ball two. This is the last game of this series. And so if Jordan Lawler ever plays here again in Frisco, it would be him staying at the AA level beyond this year or rehab or something along those sorts. A guy who lists his favorite memory ever is a high school baseball game at this field in Frisco. The 2-0 to Jordan Lawler is swung on and missed. Good-looking 92-mile-an-hour slider on the outer half. Runner at third for Amarillo, an insurance run for the Sod Poodles, top of the seventh. They're up 2-1. And a 2-1 count on Jordan Lawler. Here's the pitch to Lawler. He takes it low and away. Gets ahead, three balls and a strike. He is 0-for-2 with a diving rob of a play in right field and a walk today. He has scored. In fact, Lawler scored the go-ahead run today. Three balls and a strike to Jordan. Here's the pitch. He checked his swing. He did go around, in fact, on a pitch beneath the zone. And now a full count. The infield is pulled in. All four infielders near the cut of the grass. Lawler looking for a one-out insurance run RBI. And perhaps his final game ever at Riders Field. Alex Bees comes set. The high kick. The payoff is taken. Breaking ball. Strike three called. Jordan Lawler goes down looking. As Bees works back into the count and gets him looking on the slider. Carlos Cardoza jogs out of the dugout. And the manager will have a conversation with Alex Bees. There is no one throwing in the Frisco bullpen, so I think a strategy talk here with Cardoza discussing things. There are two outs in the inning, so the infielders can pull back to their normal positioning. Caleb Roberts is the next batter with two down. And a runner at third. Frisco hoping to keep this a one-run deficit. They still have nine more outs to work with offensively. When the Rough Riders come to the plate in the bottom of the seventh inning, it'll be Nick Tanelu to lead off, followed by Trevor Haver and Scott Capers. They hope to be down by just one run. They have out-hit Amarillo today, 3-2 in that category. Alex Spies set for the first pitch to Roberts. It's inside, almost hit him. And Roberts jumping away from it on the 99-mile-an-hour fastball, just missing the ankle bone of Caleb Roberts. Runner breaks from third base. Spies throws a pitch, and time is called, and a balk is called. Spies tried to throw home as he thought D'Alessandro was trying to straight steal of home, and he really was trying more for the balk than anything else, and he got what he wanted. So Alex Spies balks in a run. It's now 3-1 Amarillo as D'Alessandro was sprinting home and got almost halfway down the line. Here's the 1-0 to Roberts. It's low for a ball. And D'Alessandro could afford to do that because there's no fielder near third base. So he could come down a long ways, stop, turn around, and get there in time. Here's the 2-0 to Roberts. He checked his swing. It's low for ball three. Spies, I understand what he's trying to do. If the runner's stealing straight home, throw the pitch quickly, allow your catcher to grab it and then tag him out of the plate. But don't think he'd come set for a full second. Wasn't his normal move. Here's a 3-0 pitch. It is high and ball four. D'Alessandro scoring on the balk. 3-1 Sod Poodles, and they have scored one run in each of the last three innings. Sean Roof calling out the signs for the third base coaching box. His hitter, Davison De Los Santos, is next. Runner at first for the Sod Poodles, and two down. The pitch is down the middle for a strike. De Los Santos, the go-ahead RBI. He scored Jordan Lawler on a base knock last inning. And the Sod Poodles extending that lead here in this inning. It's 3-1. Throw over to first and almost got away from Tanalu. He managed to reach out and get the ice cream cone catch on the pickoff move. Snow cone and snared it before an error occurred. Here's the 0-1 offering from Alex Spees, a slider that breaks the bat, a ground ball towards second, fielded by Sajacy. He throws to first in time, and that's the inning. Amarillo does not record a hit in the seventh inning, but they do get two walks, a balk, and one run. It's now Amarillo 3 and Frisco 1. Time the stretch from Riders Field for the final time this homestand. 3-1 Sod Poodles on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
A long outing today for Chad Patrick, and only one reliever has been used so far for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Andrew Salfrank remains in after facing just one batter last inning. He got a strikeout to close the sixth, and now will face Nick Tanalu to begin the bottom of the seventh inning. It's Amarillo 3, Frisco 1, final game of this homestand for the Rough Riders. First pitch to Tanalu is taken inside, might have hit his foot. Time is called, and they will give first base to Nick Tanalu. Clipped his back foot on a breaking ball. And Nick Tanalu reaches on a hit by pitch. He'll bring up Trevor Hover representing the tying run here in the seventh inning. 3-1 Amarillo. Andrew Salfrank hitting Tanalu. Normally, Amarillo has used a lot of relievers. They tend to concatenate a litany of guys out of the bullpen. They used six relievers yesterday for the sixth time this season. The first pitch to Hover is inside. Four of those six times were against Frisco. The Rough Riders have tended to get to the Amarillo bullpen a lot and cause them to rotate relievers one after the other. The 1-0 offering to Hover is taken inside, 2-0. Now, granted, part of that has also just been more chances to play Frisco. Almost half the games for each of these teams has been against the other. 38th game of the season, 15th meeting between these teams. The 2-0, a slider upstairs, and 3-0 to Trevor Hover. Says again, the last time the Amarillo will play here at Frisco this season, save for a playoff affair. The 3-0 pitch, Hover bends backwards and ball four to the former Sun Devil of Arizona State. Back-to-back free passes to begin the seventh inning. The seventh, bottom of the seventh continues with Scott Capers locking up with nobody out. tying run at first base for the Rough Riders, who got a walk-off win yesterday. And trying to take 5 of 6 games in this series against the Sot Poodles, who were ahead of Frisco in the standings to begin this week. Corner infielders pulling into Capers. The first pitch, he swings and misses on a fastball in the dirt. First baseman Caleb Roberts playing way in. 2 steps in front of the dirt. Third baseman De Los Santos also in, but not to the same degree. He's a half step behind the base path. Middle infielders double play combo. 0-1 the count with nobody out and 2 runners aboard for the Rough Riders. The 0-1 offering, Capers takes it high and away. 1-1. Scott Capers getting his first at-bat since May 11th when he went 2-for-3 with a home run against Wichita. But got hurt earlier this series, but is back. Here's the 1-1. Capers swings and misses a breaking ball, also low. And he falls behind, 1-2. Jax Biggers on deck. Nobody out for the Rough Riders. A chance here to get their second run of the game. They have not scored in the last 4 innings. Trailing 3-1. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Capers swings and misses again. 4 pitches this at-bat. All out of the zone. He swung at 3 of them and punches out. And Jax Biggers is next. He's the 9-hole hitter. Aaron Zavala and the top of the order are next. Just 3 hits today for a Frisco team that has been batting very well lately. The good thing is they've still out-hit Amarillo. Just 2 hits for the Sod Poodles, but Amarillo leads this game 3-1. The first pitch to Biggers is low and away. Frisco is second in the league in batting average at .260. They were actually third to last in batting average earlier this homestand. They lost all 5 games to Wichita, but climbed nearly to first place in batting average. Here's the 1-0 offering to Jax Biggers. He takes it on the inner half for a strike. So even though they lost every game last week, they hit decently well, just couldn't hold the Wichita hitters in check. And are now second in the Texas League in batting average. And second in runs as well. Here's the 1-1. Biggers swings and loops it to left field. Duzenac takes a step back, holds, makes the play. And both runners retreat to their original bases. It's out number 2 in the 7th inning. Aaron Zavala is next. Left-hand hitter is the last hope here in the 7th inning of a 9-inning ball game. 3-1 Amarillo. Bottom of the 7th. Zavala looking for his first hit of the day. He has walked twice and popped out. Lefty-lefty matchup, the 1-1. Tails to the outside corner, good-looking slider. That catches the outer half. Zavala, who played 30 games for Frisco last season and batted .277. Getting his 4th game played here this season. The 1-1, he takes it similar spot on another slider. Same result, outside edge. Tailing away from the left-hand hitting Zavala. Back-to-back sliders for Saul Frank, who now has more leeway with an 0-2 cushion and 2 outs. The pitch, Zavala swings and misses in the dirt for strike 3, and that's going to be the inning. Frisco gets the first 2 runners aboard on free passes, but nothing doing. They never advance from there, and no runs for the Rough Riders in the 7th inning. To the 8th we go here in Frisco, 3-1 Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Huge, gigantic, enormous!
whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, we're done with 7 innings from Riders Field here in Frisco, Texas. Down the home stretch of the homestand, a two-week stay here at Riders Field for Frisco after a two-week road trip. And it's coming to an end with the final couple frames here in Frisco before just a one-week road trip to Arkansas. If Frisco wants to end the road trip with a victory, it'll take a comeback and some good defense, trailing 3-1. And the first batter of the inning is Adrian Del Castillo. The first pitch is on the inside corner. From Udris Mannion, the new pitcher into the ballgame for the Rough Riders. The 1-0 for Mannion is popped up into shallow center field. Kellen Strom running in, Acuna going out. The shortstop takes charge, and he makes the play. And puts away Del Castillo for the leadoff out. Brings up Tim Tawa with the bases empty. Udris Mannion out of the Dominican Republic, 8th appearance of the year and an ERA of 3.38. Takes over for Alex Spies, who went in the 7th inning, allowing one run. The bullpen allowing one run in each of the innings, 6th and 7th of late. Pitch to Tawa is inside. Bullpen had been doing very well, just one run allowed up until yesterday, and technically allowed a couple more when Nick Krauf gave up a couple, but even he, usually a starter. 1-0 pitch is lifted up the right side, foul. And a 1-1 count to Tim Tawa. Frisco did come back to win that game yesterday, a 6-0 deficit. It's been tough on the bullpen for Frisco, but pretty good this series. A 1-1 to Tawa, breaking ball hit well to the left center gap. Harris running for it. He'll have to chase it down on a bounce. Strom takes over. He fields it at the base of the wall. Tawa into second. He'll stop there with a one-out double. He was just 3-for-25 at Riders Field this season. But he gets an extra base hit here with one out in the 8th inning. Robbie Enriquez is next. 3-1 Amarillo in the top half of the 8th inning. Frisco trying to do something today that it did yesterday for the first time this season, which is make a comeback after the 4th inning. They had not done that all year until yesterday. The first pitch to Enriquez is high, ball one. Frisco, at any point, if they trailed at the end of the 4th inning or at any point after the 4th inning, had not won a game all season. And they not only trailed, but trailed big yesterday, 6-0. Mannion steps off the rubber and gets on the same page with Scott Capers. His battery mate, who stays in the crouch, Mannion back to the mound. And now comes set for the 1-0 pitch to Robbie Enriquez. He deals. Fastball fouled back over the netting. And 1-1 the count to the left-hand hitting designated hitter. Enriquez does not have a hit this series. 0-for-12. On Friday, he tumbled over Owen White on a ground ball swinging bunt up the first baseline. And White, the pitcher, fielded and sent Enriquez table-topping flipping. A 1-0 pitch, Enriquez grounds one similar spot up the first baseline, fielded by Tanalu, and the first baseman steps on the pillow for the out, unassisted. It does advance Tawa to third, and there are now 2 outs. Kevin Vicuña the batter, 3-1 Amarillo, runner at third with 2 down. And Vicuña also looking for his first hit of the series. He is 0-for-13 with a walk. Right-hand hitter from a right-hand pitcher. Mannion a high kick and a fastball that cuts the inside corner for a strike. Infield playing pretty much straight up. Outfield similar positioning. The 0-1 is swung on, fouled back. It's Dustin Harris in left, Kellen Strom in center, Trevor Hover in right. The infield from left to right is Jax Biggers, Luis Angel Acuna, Thomas Sijacy, and Nick Tanalu. Nothing and two from Udris Mannion. Here's the pitch. It's swung on, grounded up the middle. Acuna is there behind the back to field. Bobbles, recollects, and throws to first. Hill beats him by a step and a half. And that's the inning. Udris Mannion allows a one-out double, but strands that runner at third base. And it's 3-1 Amarillo into the bottom half of the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Las Vegas native Blake Workman enters the ballgame. The pride of Cal State Fullerton enters for his 12th appearance of the year for the Amarillo Sod Poodles, who lead it 3-1 over the Frisco Rough Riders, who bring up Luis Angel Acuna to the plate. Bottom of the eighth begins with a fastball fouled back. 3-1 Amarillo, both teams with three hits. Luis Angel Acuna yet to get a hit today. He snapped a nine-game hit streak a couple days ago, and then started a new hit streak yesterday, 2-for-5. The 0-1, a slider outside, looking to make it a two-game hit streak today, but he's 0-for-3. Three ground balls on the day for the right-hand hitter out of Venezuela. The 1-1 pitch to Luis Angel Acuna is low and away, ball two. One of the top prospects in the Rangers organization, in fact, the top four within the Rangers, all here at the Double-A level. Two balls and a strike to Acuna. The pitch is swung on, a ground ball right back to the mound on one bounce, fielded by Workman, kind of surprised as he looks back into his glove. He sees the ball, throws to first, and puts away Acuna on a ball that caught Workman as much or more than he caught it. And one out of the eighth. Thomas DeJacy, the batter, with the bases empty. Frisco trailing 2-1. Josh Ward alongside Zach Bigley in the final game of this six-game series. So JC ready to go against the righty Workman. First pitch grounded left side. De Los Santos runs in. Fields on the second bounce. Throws on the run and puts away Sajacy. Good looking play by Davis and De Los Santos. And quickly two outs for Kellen Straw. Like I said, the Rough Riders were the top four prospects within the organization here. In fact, if you look at the top 30 within the Rangers organization, or look at the top dozen, in fact, there's only one guy in the top dozen prospects who is past Frisco at the AAA level. That's first pitch to Kellen Strom is a strike. Justin Foskew has already graduated, former Rough Rider, up to the AAA level. But other than that, the top dozen are all in Frisco or below. The 0-1 to Kellen Strom swung on and missed on a heater down the middle. So either they're here in Frisco or they plan to be at some point of the top dozen, which is just exciting for Frisco fans. And now seeing the team start to put it together a little bit on a team that has a lot of talent and now winning four games of this series. They are trailing 3-1 today. The 0-2 pitch to Kellen Strom is swung on and lays down the right field side. But pretty exciting just to see the amount of talent, start to see some wins here this week, starting to put it together.
And it's crazy, over the last three seasons, the Rough Riders have had a lot of top 30 prospects on the team. And you tend to see that here at AA, but the talent has transferred into really good baseball teams too, and that's been really, really fun.
Texas League champions. The 0-2 is again slashed foul right field side. But just to see those players do well. You can have a lot of prospects who have high potential but still not win games. I mean, sometimes you bring up 19, 20-year-olds who struggle a little bit, but they're learning. But it is fun to see Frisco put some wins together and get 4 out of 5 so far. The 0-2, Strom lines it up the middle. It bounces in front of Tawa. He backhands, throws to first, and puts away Kellen Strom. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Blake Workman. Ground balls to 3 different fielders, including himself for one of them. And he holds Frisco scoreless in the 8th. We go to the 9th inning with Frisco trailing 3-1 on the Writers Baseball Network, with Zach Bigley returning on the call after this.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the 9th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
John Matthews, the new Rough Riders pitcher, to the top of the 9th inning, trying to hold Amarillo. Railing 3-1, Nick D'Alessandro in the 9-hole leads it off. Matthews delivers. Low and outside, 1-1 and no strikes. 9-1-2 due up for the Sod Poodles. Cam Danusiak, or Duznak, I should say, is next, and then Jordan Lawler. The 1-0 pick. Swinging a line drive down the left field line in there. And Harris cuts it off before it reaches the corner. D'Alessandro a wide turnaround first, but he stops. He's got himself a base hit to lead things off in the 9th inning. Only the 4th hit of the day for Amarillo. 3 runs on 4 hits on the offensive side. The Rough Riders pitching has been good for the most part. There haven't been really many big innings on either side with an opportunity to score multiple runs. And throw goes over to first. They got him picked off. Tanalu down to second. And D'Alessandro slides in safely ahead of the tag from Luis Angel Acuna. Wow. The Rough Riders had a miscommunication between Sejasi and Acuna in the pole side shift for the right-hander as to who was going to cover the second base bag. And Alessandro steals his 7th bag of the year. Now he's at second base. And Duzniak stands in from the right side. First pitch, he shows bunt, pulls back, and takes one just low with a curveball. 1-1, no strike. So a missed opportunity to get the first out of the inning. Corners pinch in. Stretch, a look back to second, and the offering. Bunt shown again. He pulls back, takes one low of the zone for a strike. And it's 1-1, 1-1. Duzniak not happy with the call from home plate umpire Mickey Smith. Only one scoring base hit that we've seen between the two teams today. The pitch. Swing and a miss. A little fastball by him, and it's 1-2. RBI single from Davison De Los Santos in the 6th inning. The other 3 combined runs in the game have been scored on 2 sac flies and a balk with a runner at third. Matthews stretches. The 1-2. Breaking ball lined up the middle. Acuna makes the catch, and D'Alessandro retreats back to the bag. It was a looping liner to short. And Acuna made the catch in the air. There's the first down. Jordan Lawler steps in. Lawler in from the right side. Matthews ready from the stretch. He kicks in. Low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Lawler 0 for 3. Walking a run scored back in the sixth inning. Riders trailing 3-1. Matthews ready from the stretch in the 1-0 pitch. Fastball fouled back off Capers. And it's one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders will head on the road to Arkansas next week. Looking forward to going back out on the road for 2 weeks here at home. Rough Riders have performed better on the road this season than they have here at Riders Field in terms of wins and losses. A 9-9 on the road, they are 8-11 here at home. Matthews stretches and looks back towards second base. The 1-1. Breaking ball inside, two balls and one strike. Matthews has had a bit of a tough season at times. 7.94 ERA. Making his 10th appearance out of the Rough Riders bullpen, his second this series. The pitch in. Lawler swings and misses. Fastball low and away, and it's 2-2. 16 and two-thirds innings, 20 strikeouts for the right-hander. 10 walks. Opponents hitting 277 against him. Through an inning earlier in the series, allowing a run. It was on Wednesday. The 2-2 runner takes off for third. Swing and a miss. Throw to third. Not in time. The strikeout of Jordan Lawler. Two away. Runner at third base on D'Alessandro's eighth steal of the year and second of the inning. And Caleb Roberts steps to the plate. 0 for 3 today with a walk. Left-hander at the dish. Matthews from the stretch. He deals. Low. One ball, no strikes. Left-handers have had a remarkably tough time hitting John Matthews this year, batting just 188, the 1-0. Curveball, outside edge for a strike. 1-1. Right-handers on the other side hitting 306, though. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter with D'Alessandro at third. Matthews, the 1-1. Low and away. Two balls, one strike. Rough Riders have used six pitchers on this Sunday, and that's usually what they'll do is use a lot of guys on the final day of the series because of the off day tomorrow. 2-1. Low, and it's three balls and one strike. In addition to a pretty small pitch count for the starting pitcher usually on Sundays. Tacoma Roby went four no-hit innings in his start today. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Curveball on a 3-1 pitch. Having to swing over the top of it. 3-2. But Tacoma Roby went four. Tristan Polley, Mark Church, Alex Spies, Udris Manin, and John Matthews all in an inning. Time called. Roberts called it late. D'Alessandro was the one who induced the balk on Alex Spies to come in to score in the seventh inning. And he had a running start there down the third baseline, trying to get another one from John Matthews. Here's the stretch. The 3-2. Check swing. The appeal. He went around for strike three on a breaking ball down low and inside. And John Matthews gets out of the top of the ninth inning unscathed. No runs on one hit. No errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders need two to tie and three to win it in the series finale on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Riders / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field, all in the same night. Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the ninth inning, Rough Riders trailing 3-1, and they send Dustin Harris, Nick Tanelew, and Trevor Hopper to the plate against Christian Montos de Oca, the new reliever for the Sod Poodles. Montos de Oca, the tall right-hander, 23 years old, 6'4", 230 pounds, out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Making his 13th appearance on the year, a 6.32 ERA. 16 strikeouts in 15 and a third innings to 7 walks. He readies from the stretch and offers into Harris. Just low of the zone with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-0. Facing Frisco for the fifth time this season, he's allowed 5 runs. The pitch. Swinging a high fly ball down the left field side, foul territory, and it's out of play. 3 rows deep. 1-1 to Harris, who's 1-3 with a double today. The Rough Riders with their first walk-off win of the season last night. Winning 8-7 in 10 innings. Walk-off single from Evan Carter, his 4th hit of the game. He's not in the lineup today. Montos de Oca from the stretch, the 1-1. Swinging a high fly ball hit to center field. D'Alessandro back a couple steps shy of the warning track, settles under it, and makes the catch. One away in the ninth inning. The Rough Riders do have the series win wrapped up. They will win at a very minimum 4 of the 6 in this series. It was their first win of a series since their first 6-game series of the year on the road in San Antonio. It is their first home win of a series on the season. Tanelew in from the right side, 1 out in the bottom of the ninth inning. 2-run game. The pitch is grounded down the third baseline. A fair ball, backhanded stop. De Los Santos, long throw across, is in time. Great play by the 20-year-old, and there are 2 outs. Was able to backhand it, set his feet, knew he had Tanelew running, so he had some time. Threw across and got him. There's Trevor Hopper, who's 1-for-1 today with a sac fly, a single, and a walk. Final hope for the Rough Riders. Pull side shift on the infield, left-handed batter. The pitch. Across the outer edge for a strike, 0-1. Rough Riders ready in the pitch. Cut on and missed. It's 0-2. Rough Riders down to their final strike. Frisco, if they fall in this game, would go 4-7 in the 11 games here at home. Frisco should have played 12, but Rain had other ideas, canceling out Sunday's game against Wichita. The 0-2, high and tight, 1-2. 98-mile-an-hour fastball up and in. Rough Riders have only managed 1 run on 3 hits today offensively. 1-2 pitch. Down low in the dirt. Missed the slider, and it's 2-2. Hover back in from the left side. Montos de Oca from the stretch. The 2-2. In a way, three balls, two strikes. Scott Capers is on deck, who has great power. If Hopper could find his way aboard. Capers has four home runs in the season. 3-2 on Hopper, the pitch. Swing and a foul back into Del Castillo's glove for strike three, and that's the ball game. Rough Riders fall 3-1 in this series finale. And they fall to 17-21 on the season. Amarillo improves to 17-22 on the year. The Rough Riders finish this homestand with a 4-7 record. And they head out on the road next week to take on the Arkansas Travelers. We'll be back home with the Rough Riders in 2 weeks to take on San Antonio in the last 2 days of May, bleeding into June, and we hope to see you back out here. But stick around. Josh Warden has the postgame coverage for you next. Riders fall to the Sod Poodles 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, Frisco wins the series this week, but does fall today. The final score from Riders Field, 3-1. Amarillo wins. Couple of pitchers' duels were the two wins that Amarillo got. A 2-1 win earlier this week over the Frisco Rough Riders, and 3-1 the final score here today on Sunday to close out the week. Well, a great start for Tekoa Roby today. He did not allow a hit in four innings. Similar to what he did Tuesday, he did not allow a hit in his first four innings that start either, or the fifth, or the sixth on Tuesday. Did allow two runs in the seventh inning, and Frisco went on to win that game. Today, however, the Rough Riders do drop this Sunday game. Each of the relievers that came in after him, the first three, allowed one run each. Tristan Pauly allowed the game-tying run. Mark Church suffers a tough loss, just one run allowed. But it was the go-ahead run. Alex Spees allowed an insurance run, and then Yudris Manin and John Matthews shut out Amarillo in the eighth and ninth innings to keep it close. But Frisco never did add on a run after scoring in the second inning. The Rough Riders took the lead in the second with Kellen Strom's leadoff single, then a Dustin Harris double, and a Trevor Hover sacrifice fly that put the Rough Riders up 1-0. But after that, they posted seven zeros from that point on and ended up losing 3-1, the final score here in Frisco. Offensively, for the Rough Riders, nobody collected more than one hit. There were only three hits to go around. Amarillo, for its own case, had just four in the ballgame. Kellen Strom, Dustin Harris, and Trevor Hover had the hits. Two of them came in that same second inning. Hover had the sack fly, and then he had the only other hit the rest of the ballgame. From the third through the ninth innings, there was just one hit for the Rough Riders. Hover led off the fifth inning with a single, was sack bunted over to second, and was stranded there. Actually got to third on a ground ball and was stranded at third for what would have been the tying run at that point, or go-ahead run at that point. But Amarillo goes on to win it 3-1, and they win two games out of this series. Frisco will head on to the road to Arkansas for a six-game series with the Travelers after splitting a series with the Travs at home about a month ago, end of April. And so a rematch this time in Little Rock for Frisco. They'll be right back home after it to host the San Antonio Missions at the conclusion of May. The next home game here for the Rough Riders is on May 30th. So we hope to see you at the ballpark Tuesday, May 30th, against the San Antonio Missions. Been a fun homestand. Frisco does end up having a losing record on the homestand, 4-7 in this 2 weeks, but it ended better than it started. Lost the first five games and proceeded to win four out of the next six. Frisco is now 17-21 on the year. Amarillo is 17-22 now on the season. We'll take a look around the Texas League real quick before we sign off here from Riders Field. In Midland, the Rockhounds defeat San Antonio 5-4. Wichita edges Arkansas 4-3. Springfield blows out Northwest Arkansas 16-6. And Tulsa falls to Corpus Christi 3-2. So a bunch of one-run games. This one a two-run game with Frisco falling 3-1. And then 10-run game was the lone large margin around the Texas League. And the Rangers affiliates today here in this Sunday of May 21st, Hickory defeats Rome at the single-A level 8-7. Round Rock beats El Paso 5-4. And Down East beats Fayetteville 4-1. So all three of those affiliates winning on behalf of the Rangers, and the Rangers themselves winning today over Colorado to sweep the Rockies in three games. Well, that'll do it for this homestand. And today, here from Riders Field, for the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden, signing off with the Rough Riders falling today 3-1 against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Talk to you on Tuesday from Arkansas when the Rough Riders travel out to face the Travs for six games in Little Rock. Hope to have you along the way for our audio stream right here at RidersBaseball.com or wherever you're listening in, the First Pitch app and Bally Live. Hope to have you along the way next week. Talk to you from Little Rock on Tuesday. Until then, so long, everybody, and go Rough Riders.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!